This volleyball edition of the Purple Project Podcast Daily Edition is on live. Eddie Greer, your host for the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State. Right on going, I'm going to go straight on into the teeth here. Volleyball, right? So, obviously, Jeff Mansfield, the new head volleyball coach of K-State, was announced last week prior to the Sugar Bowl in Jason Mansfield has arrived in Manhattan, Kansas, and beginning to sell in a little bit here as he had his introductory press conference back on Wednesday, and he spoke to the media. I'm going to pull some quotes that I like here from him as well. And again, this is the first new head coach in volleyball in some 20-plus years with, of course, Susie Fritz, long-time coach, now turns it over to Jason Mansfield, Jerome Tang, spent his coaching career as an assistant for some 10-plus years, now gets his first shot as a head coach and doing it right here in the Little Apple of Manhattan, Kansas. And I mentioned some of his brief resume there last week here on the Pro Project Podcast Daily. If you missed out on that, check it out. Or you want to get to know your new head coach of volleyball, go check that out as well. Or another option, check out the press conference. If you missed out on all that, I'm pretty sure that's on the K-State Sports YouTube feed there as well. But Jason Mansfield, the latest hire in the era of athletic director Gene Taylor here at K-State, and he's been money to this point. And why not trust the process in that, right? Obviously, with volleyball, you're going to have a new arena to walk on into next year. I had the name of it earlier, but I guess that's not important right now. You're heading to your new arena right next to Bramlage and right next to the baseball field, Toyton Family Stadium as well. Morgan Family Arena, I think is the name. I probably need to have this down pat before the season starts. But we'll have some time there before that as well. Interesting to see how this turns out. But yeah, Jason Mansfield has coached obviously some 15 plus athletes, All Americans, Olympians. Been in a couple Final Fours, won national champion, been part of national champion teams, Stanford, Washington. Looking at it briefly, it's got it all there. And trying to turn around a K-State volleyball team that's been consistently up and down the last several years under the latter part of the season for head coach Susie Fritz. So definitely that's going to be something to watch here. Once we get deeper into the year, but we're only in the beginnings of 2023 here in January. But I want to pull something out here from Jason Mansfield. He made his introductory yesterday and things like that. So I'll pull it out here in just a second here in a podcast. But yeah, so here's, okay, here we go. So obviously, let's see, from Jason Mansfield, again, I'm pulling some of his quotes here, right off the bat here, quote, "I'm very excited to be here. I came here to build a program that lasts, a program with high character, great connection to each other in the community, and lastly, passion to compete. Oh my, the most I talked with Gene and Jill, the more I saw that so much is in this place. Great academics, great facilities, especially the new Morgan Family Volleyball Center." See, I was spot on. The Big 12 Conference, which I think is important, improving more and more every year. And in the community of Manhattan, that is second to none in how passionate they are about the university. I can't wait to get started with these student athletes. I connected with all of them, as well as incoming recruits. They are so excited for the new possibilities. And that means everything to me, so I'm excited to get started here. I wanted to see, there was another quote that I wanted to pull out here, and okay, yeah, this one here. Okay, so then continuing on, this is Jason Mansfield, his first speaking to the media, K-State media, for the first time, slash Manhattan media, for the first time as head coach, the new head coach of volleyball here in Manhattan, Kansas. Quote, "Well, I got in late last night, so sleep was the main priority. Everything is so new. I'm just so excited to see it all. I met wonderful people, obviously on the Zooms, but today as well. So I'm just excited to continue to connect with more people there as well." And I'm pulling out another quote as well, coming from titles there as well. And he mentions our goal, quote, "Our goal is to get started, get connected, figure out how to play the game at a high level, and then we're going to compete every match that we play." So very important here, very important stuff here coming out of this press conference. Obviously, again, you're going to have some pieces here coming back that I would assume to come back, but you never know. But you have some good, very good pieces coming back here. And Major C, he's going to be hitting the recruiting trail pretty soon here once he settles down, everything like that. But yeah, pretty much what Jason Mansfield said, Coach Mansfield says, obviously spot on here in Manhattan. The community here at K-State, if you hear some construction noise here this late, this late in the nighttime here, apologize for that. We had a road crew over here in the neighborhood for the last week and a half or so, getting things patched up on the other hand. So that's why you're hearing that. I apologize for that as well. But yeah, just wanted to squeeze that in there as well as Jason Mansfield gets settled into his new position, head coach, after being an assistant for 10 plus years as well. We'll definitely have more on this coming up in the future shows of the podcast. But yeah, definitely a change is in the air, and I'm excited about getting to know our new head coach at volleyball. But again, it seems like that Coach Mansfield is just coming off of vacation, I believe, down in Florida when he made his first Twitter post saying hello to the K-State Nation out there. Was it last week or a week before? I think it was last week when he made his first Twitter post as new head coach of volleyball there as well. But exciting stuff there ahead for volleyball, obviously, of note. Some of those players that I mentioned talked about all year long. The Mackenzie Morrises, the Leah Carters, the Shaylee Myers, the Molly Ramseys of the world as well. I'm missing a few players as well, but exciting stuff there from volleyball. I just want to get that out there, that Jason Mansfield has made landing here in Manhattan, Kansas, the new volleyball head coach of volleyball here in K-State, and just seeing what he does. This is his first head coaching gig here as well, so if what Jerome Tang's doing right now, obviously, we'll see if that trend can follow us, but very excited to see where volleyball goes, definitely, because there's been a lot of inconsistency the last several years here, and we'll just see what direction Jason Mansfield can take this team moving forward into his first year here. And obviously the new volleyball complex, Morgan Family Arena, woo-hoo, that is going to be one of many things, many nice facilities on this campus. Cannot wait to watch that all unfold. You have a new arena, new head coach. Obviously, you're going to have some new players along with your core that should be coming back, quote-unquote, there as well. A lot of things to look forward to. Exciting stuff from Women's Volleyball, the Pro Project Podcast. Get it wherever you get your podcast. That's going to wrap things up on this edition of the Pro Project Podcast Daily, the BBBD edition of the show. Head coach Jason Mansfield, the new head coach volleyball, taking center stage.